Hey guys, I'm Ryan Williams.
And I'm Jake Kern.
And this is 14,605.
And counting.
And we are back finally.
From a far galaxy, far, far away.
We are here for episode 94
Woo!
of 14,605 and counting.
Yes.
And we are going to go to a galaxy far, far away, and we're going to talk all things Ahsoka.
Yes,
This
sir.
is the Ahsoka premiere. However, I do say I saw my picture that I posted on Facebook. I
Yes.
did not go to a galaxy far, far away for this. I got me a little glass of Jim Beam here, a little bourbon here as I get my thoughts ready, and we're going to talk Ahsoka. I'm going to take me a little sippy sip here.
You're gonna end up a galaxy far, far away.
As I'm sipping, man.
Well, the length our episodes go, you might be sip, sip, sipping yourself
Well, I
into.
yeah, see, I took that into account, and I only have one glass, and
There
it's a
you go.
small glass because, yeah,
Look good.
but the things we talk about and how long we go, I would end up real, real far away if I'm drinking the whole time. So,
Got a nice
yeah.
setup there. Looking
Yeah.
good.
Yeah, comfortable. I got the little little recliner going, got the laptop propped up in the with the little what do you call these things? Like the little
Ottoman.
the little ottoman, yep. And
Yeah.
I'm ready to rock and roll.
Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right. Now, since you posted a picture here, I'm gonna message it to you.
Oh,
I'm not gonna go to the book with it, but there's my follow-up.
we got the ironing board. We
Yeah.
got the we got the water bottle here. We got the
Yeah.
little Yeti going
That's right.
on.
Laundry room.
Laundry room, we're good to go.
We're in the lab tonight.
Yeah, I see that. I see
So
that.
yeah. Ahsoka is finally here. Now we promised you a lead up show and we did not deliver, I suppose. But that's
Did we
okay.
promise? Did we promise? Did we say that?
We said we were
Did we
gonna
say that we're
talk.
gonna try,
Yeah, so
right?
we'll get you something.
I don't know if we
Maybe we'll try.
promised. I don't know. We have to run back the tape. Yeah, I don't know if we promised, right? But a lot of life stuff going on.
Yeah.
Been
And we're
busy.
are you dry where you're at, or did you get flooded?
Okay, so sidebar. So I worked at Mentor yesterday.
Yeah, congratulations, by the
And
way.
good thing, thank you. Yep, I'll be Mentor's new head coach starting on Monday.
That's
We're
fantastic.
recording this, so Ahsoka's now premiere. So I guess Disney Plus is trying the new thing where Ahsoka,
Yeah.
we're gonna have the episodes on Tuesday nights at 9. And we're recording this on the following Thursday night. So it's been a couple days.
Been 48 hours.
I personally and we can, maybe we can talk about this more later, but I personally dig Tuesday night 9 p.m. premiere. I am all about that.
I am not.
But anywho, right, we'll talk about it a little later. But
That's
anywho,
fine.
yeah. So I worked at Mentor yesterday, and it was yesterday. I worked the mid-morning classes, so I was done after the noon class. So it was raining when I got back home at like 2-ish, 2:30,
Yeah.
and it was raining all day. It was perfect nap weather. It was
Oh,
outstanding.
yeah.
And then later that night, dude, I see 90 West is just like the freaking Pacific Ocean
Yeah.
out there.
Yeah, it was
and,
a river.
And when I, it's funny because it was late at night. If I'm going to Lakewood, my exit is, I think, like a couple exits before that. Like it got flooded around the McKinley exit on 90.
Oh, okay.
On 90 West.
Yeah.
And that's Rocky River. Like if I were going to the Rocky River studio, that's the exit that I would get off of.
Yeah.
But the Lakewood studio, I get off at the West 140th Bunts Road exit.
Okay.
And that's like a couple exits before McKinley, where 90 was just like literally a river, like Rocky River. Yeah, it was a river. Like,
I saw the pictures and I was like, the hell did all of you just decide to drive into the river? Like, well, that's how it looked.
Like, okay, like I've never been in that situation before, granted. But like if I start to see my car being submerged, I'm not gonna go any further.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I'm looking for the closest exit to try to get off.
Yeah.
Like I'm not gonna keep going. Like I don't know. But granted, the sky fell out. So I, you know, maybe those people got trapped. Like they just had no choice. But like
past couple days have been brutal.
I guess that night the lobby got flooded at the Lakewood studio.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So,
you know, I saw something that said there was 200 billion gallons of water, enough to fill the Brown Stadium 250 times in 12 hours. That's how much rain we got.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a factory of sadness, but that's a lot of tears. Just saying.
Yeah. So I have been dry.
Good. Same here. We got a lot of rain, but house is pretty good.
I mean, it rained over here on the east side, but not nearly as much as it did on the west side.
Yeah, Menor, it's my old stomping grounds.
Yeah, and you know, plans. It's crazy how life works, man. Like,
yeah.
Menor was not even a thought when I moved down here.
Yeah,
and one thing led to another, and here we are.
You wanted that belt.
Yeah. I got it now.
Yeah,
I got it, and you know, the job officially starts Monday, and I already got like a million one things to do. I already had one coach who's leaving, starting Friday, tomorrow. Geez. So, yeah, and yep. So,
did you stop him and be like, "Was it me?"
I mean, honestly, that'll probably make things a little bit easier in terms of transition. So.
Oh.
But yeah. So yeah, oh. my stress level is already at a freaking 7 on a scale of 1 to 10, and I haven't even started yet. So I enjoyed that little bit of time of not having any responsibilities, of not being a head coach.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But here we are.
Doing it.
All right. Well, speaking of doing it.
Well,
it's a Soka episode.
Now I gotta share one more thing with you.
Uh-oh. Wait a minute. Here we go.
This is good. Now, as we're driving around now with Donovan, he is very much curious about where we're going, why we're going where we are. Not so much, are we there yet? Sometimes he says, are we there? But he's not, are we there yet? Are we there yet? You know, he's just like, hey, are we there? And I'm like, nope, not yet, buddy. And he's like, okay. But what he's been saying recently is, Daddy, Mommy, is this the way? And we respond, this is the way.
Oh, nice.
That's our in the car drive lingo now. He says, is this the way? We go, this is the way.
This is the way.
Knew you'd appreciate that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now you got to get like family Mandalorian helmets.
Why don't you message Val about that for me?
And then you can like paint them. You can paint them like you do the paint stuff.
Yeah.
So you can like paint them to like have like, you know, like your clan.
Yeah.
Like the Kern clan.
Yes.
Make like a crest. Like, oh man,
these are fantastic ideas.
You should totally do that.
Yes. telling you, message her these ideas. Be like, hey, got an idea for you and Jake. What do you think?
Yeah.
She'd love it.
Yeah. All right.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we got our, Ahsoka is finally here. Her show is finally here.
Yes. So we've been anticipating this for, what, like a year or so now?
Yeah.
Maybe a little more. At least a year. Right? So we got Rosario Dawson and Ray Stevenson, who passed away earlier this year.
Yeah.
That was a tearjerker at the end of episode one. Mm-hmm. But, you know, whatever. You know, it's fine. You know what? I'm going to just skip asking you what you thought. Cause that's what I usually do.
Damn.
Right. I'm going to break the mold, and I'm going to just jump right in with my first impression. So
not even let me ask you, you're just going to do it.
Okay. All right.
No, do it. Go for it. What'd you think? Beat you to
it. Slip it in.
Damn.
I think this show, I told somebody this. After two episodes, this show, I think, has the potential. I'm going to say it one more time, potential. I'm not saying that's there. I'm saying it has the potential to rival Mando. Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
So I guess this would be a good time to maybe do like a super brief kind of like recap as to kind of where we're at, you know, before we start deep diving into it. And basically, like, first of all, do your homework.
Yes.
All right, good to go. Please. It's not our responsibility. Do your homework.
Let's be honest. We've talked Clone Wars. We've talked Rebels. We've talked a lot about that.
Yeah.
Especially during Mando, especially during Bad Batch. By now, you should know what you should have been watching.
Yeah.
So, you know what? We said we'd give you a warm-up. Nah. You should have done your homework by now.
Yeah.
94 episodes in. You should have done
your homework. I'm just going to give them like a couple sentences and then, you know, that's it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Here's, you watch Rebels. That's sentence one. Sentence two, right? You know, Ezra made a sacrifice, mm-hmm. right? To where he and Thrawn are banished to some parts unknown somewhere.
Yeah, I got some thoughts about that.
You know, they help, you know, the Ghost Crew save the day, and, you know, the Rebels win the rebellion, Empire falls, yada, yada, yada. And then Rebels ends.
You're yada, yada, and over some good stuff there.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
No, I know, I'm just messing with you.
But then, you know, at the end of Rebels, we see a scene where Ahsoka and Sabine appearing to join forces to go find Ezra. And that's where Rebels leaves off.
Yeah.
So here we are. Ahsoka, which even Dave Filoni basically called it Rebels Season 5.
Yeah.
So if you need to run it back, go to Disney Plus, fire up the old Disney Plus machine, and watch Rebels Season 1 through 4.
Yep.
How about that for a recap?
Yeah, I think that's good. I mean, there's some episodes you got to watch of Clone Wars to get Ahsoka's, you know, original backstory. Now, the funny thing is, we've talked about this before. I actually
and
watched
Tales of the Jedi too. You got to go back.
Yes, there's that too.
Yep.
I watched Rebels before Clone Wars. We talked about that, which was weird. Yeah. Was very weird. So I was like, "Who's this chick?" And then, I was watching.
That
Clone
is really
Wars.
Weird.
Like, oh,
like yeah, like you know,
okay.
So how was that experience? Like, how did you?
It was
like
it was weird because. I came into that show and was like, oh, this is pretty good, and watching it, and then they introduced this Ahsoka, and I'm like, okay, she's a Jedi. Where'd she come from? And then she battled Vader, and I was like, what? What is this? And like, so she's like grown, and she's different.
So that episode with Vader, that fight scene, had you had like no foundation in how meaty and how powerful that scene was.
Nope, none.
Oh man, that's terrible.
And then she like disappeared, and then she came back. You know, like two seasons later, she comes back like, oh, where the hell did she go? You know? Yeah. And then so I was like, oh, this was good. I'm gonna watch Clone Wars. And I pop into Clone Wars and I'm like, why is Ahsoka so scrawny? And then I'm watching it and I'm like, oh, this is where she came from. Holy shit, she was Anakin's Padawan. It was really bizarre. It was really, and then I was like, oh damn, now that fight makes a lot more sense.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So like, I've been like, on a similar note, I've been kind of watching AEW lately. Mm-hmm. Like the other kind of big wrestling promotion.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like you, like I have like no idea like where these storylines come from. I have limited knowledge about the characters.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like I'll watch an episode and then like go on like Twitter or Wikipedia or something and try to figure out like, okay, where's this backstory and like why does this make sense, etc. So that's funny.
What was funny too is I watched Rebels and Clone Wars all in probably, I want to say like 6 months leading up to Mando season 2.
Yeah.
I binged the hell out of that. Like I'd get home from work, and this is when Donovan was still a baby, and I got home from work and I would be like rocking with him or sitting with him, and I would just watch an episode before Val got home from work. And I would do that every day, and he would just sit with me and he would snuggle, and I would just snuggle with him and hang out and love every second of it. And I'm just like, I'm watching an episode. I gotta catch up on these somehow. And maybe I'd watch two, who knows, but I got through them really fast. It was just consuming.
I've talked about this before. I did Clone Wars and Rebels during pandemic season.
And that's when this was pandemic. Yeah. This was pandemic. Yeah. You know, this was like, that would have been 2020.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember doing it like, because we were doing like the at-home workouts with Orange Theory.
Mm-hmm.
So this was like full lockdown mode. Like you couldn't go in this restaurants and stuff like that. So yeah. Dude, I handled Clone Wars in like probably like a week. Week or two.
It took me longer because I was like,
well, yeah, I don't have a kid.
Episodes here that, right.
So
right.
I don't have a kid, so yeah, you know, that's understandable.
Yeah.
So
but yeah,
that's where we're at in Rebels lore. And here we are, Ahsoka.
So my first thought,
here it comes. Here it comes, ladies and gentlemen. Uh-oh.
I really enjoyed it.
Okay, we're doing a sandwich here. We're just really enjoy it. I've been podcasting with you long enough to where I know what's coming. Okay.
So now
I enjoyed it. That was the top. That was the bread of the sandwich. Now we're gonna start loading in the meat. Okay.
There were things I didn't like. There was one thing that made me mad.
Ooh.
And I'll talk about it. And I'm going to talk about it in a way that I'm going to explain why it made me mad and then why it didn't anymore. So I resolved it for myself.
Interesting.
I really enjoyed all the callbacks to Rebels. every little thing they did was fantastic.
Yes.
And there were some things that they did that it's another thing I wanted to another point of discussion for me. Some things they did that I thought were really cool. I'm cautiously optimistic.
Cautiously optimistic. I think you got a little Secret Invasion scar going on. A little bit.
I think
I saw something on the internet that, you know, somebody had a secret in the article that I saw. This is a scar. They're scarred by Secret Invasion.
So I don't think it's so much that. I think at this point we've watched enough of these shows that when you get a couple episodes in and you get a feel and you're like, it's this pattern again. It's this pattern of starting off real strong, big episodes, getting to the meat in the middle and kind of dragging the feet a bit. And then you wait till like the last episode or two to throw the big bomb of here's the big character you've been waiting for, or here's the big plot twist. And you're like, whoa, there's no time to go through this. And then it's over. And I'm cautiously optimistic because I know we're getting Thrawn.
Mm-hmm.
But are we going to get him in episode 5? Or how many episodes are there? 9? 8? Whatever?
8 or 9.
Are we going to get him in episode 8? Are they going to wait that long to reveal him?
I would think that we could probably, since he's such a, he's kind of like the, he's kind of built as sort of the Thanos, if you will.
Right.
Of the series. Like, you know, in the MCU, you have all these other villains in the Infinity Saga, but the big bad was Thanos.
So then what my worry is, are they going to
do like Infinity War Endgame at the end?
Yeah, or are they just going to like, are they going to do this whole thing of trying to get to him, and then they get to him, and then he gets little screen time, and then it's like, there'll be more in season 2, you know, like that kind of thing. Like, he's such a great villain. I want to see more interaction with him. Like, if they got to him next episode, I'd go crazy.
I mean, if they are planning a season 2.
They are.
I mean.
Come on.
And Thrawn was such a. Now, I'm not personally familiar with it. I just know that Thrawn is such a huge deal in the legacy books of Star Wars. So I imagine that a season 2 wouldn't be out of the realm of possibility, and that they would be saving more Thrawn for season 2. That probably disappoints you, but I could see them doing that.
Yeah, no, I mean, that definitely disappoints me, but
yeah. I could totally see them doing that. Yes. But I mean, so from the open, when they did the opening crawl, I was sold.
I was like, I wrote down, we're getting a crawl.
I'm like, all right, you're taking me in the Star Wars movie mode. I love it. Boom. I was sold right there.
Yeah.
And then the ship, like, there's always like a ship in the Star Wars movies. Like, after the crawl, you get a ship going by. They did that. They did that. I'm like, all right, you're putting me in the movie mode. Like, it just felt, when the opening minutes felt like a movie. I think that's why I texted you. I was like, I got original trilogy vibes.
Yeah.
From the crawl, then the opening ship. Like, all right, they're taking me in the movie mode. And then, oh yeah, this ship, you know, it's got this old Jedi code. Let him in. And I'm like, all right, I know where this is going.
The old Jedi code.
Old Jedi code. All right, yep. Okay, we're going to get Baylan Skull. And then here he comes.
Yeah.
Right? And then, I guess, like, every, I guess every Jedi at some point gets a hallway scene.
It's not, it's a now thing. It's like the James Bond introduction at this point.
Because, you know, we get a hallway scene. I mean, it was pretty awesome. But, you know, it's been done twice epically. I thought it was cool that he gets a hallway scene. And plus, since Ray Stevenson passed away.
Yeah, pretty cool.
It gave it, you know, a lot more weight. It gave him, like, all right. It made that feel like, okay, this dude is...
He not going to be in season two. Sorry.
Wow.
I mean, he's not.
What?
What?
He's... That is correct, hot take. He is not going to be.
He's out of line, but he's not wrong.
He's not. He is not going to now, unless they do some weird, freaking Rogue One CGI AI type stuff.
Yeah.
No, he's not going to be in season two. Goodness gracious. But I think that hallway scene, in a way, since we had Vader do it famously, you had Luke do it in Mando season two,
mm-hmm.
It kind of gives the perception to the audience, all right, this dude, you know, he's got some weight like Luke. He's got some weight like Vader since he gets a hallway scene. So yeah. I'm like, all right, I'm in. So your thoughts opening on the opening of the episode and moving forward.
So I was stoked about the crawl.
Yes, I was too. Like the crawl was like, yes, come on now.
And it was a different crawl too. So that was better. Like if they would have done the music and they would have done the angled crawl with the yellow text, I would have been like, please. But this was a different crawl. This was like, hey, we're doing our own thing. I enjoyed it.
Yes.
The action right away with the not Jedi. What I'm calling them now.
All right. I was going to talk about, yes. What are you going to call them?
I had a hard time calling them Jedi because.
Here's what I had in my notes.
Well. Ahsoka, they said that she didn't follow standard Jedi protocol, and she goes, she's no Jedi. She's like, well, I'm not a part of the Jedi Order, and they said they were no Jedi, and I'm going to call them Force-sensitive Knights because they're not Jedi and they're not Sith.
I put in my notes, Force-wielding. Where'd I put it? Mercenaries.
Yeah,
I kind of likened it to, I thought of Bo-Katan's crew, where they were getting paid to just kind of do the job.
Yeah.
I kind of likened it to them.
See, and do you know what else I like about it is Baylan and, they gave her name.
Shin Hati.
Thank you. Their sabers are orange.
Yes.
Now that was touched on, like, Dave Filoni. Somebody asked him, and he was like, very good eye. You are correct. They are not red. They're orange.
Yes.
And Ahsoka's are white. They're not standard good, bad Jedi colors.
Right.
Now, you know, she ends up, she's technically on the quote-unquote good side because we associate her with that because she's viewed as a hero. Are those other two truly bad?
Well,
I don't know.
Well, in I guess non-canon Star Wars lore, you have Sith, you have Jedi, and then you have those in between. I think they call them the Gray Jedi.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken. So I was thinking, like, if this might be Disney's way of kind of creating their own gray Jedi here.
Fair, yeah.
Because that's what I thought. I think they were called the Gray Jedi in Legends, non-Disney Star Wars canon.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
So I was thinking like these people, and I think probably Ahsoka definitely fits that category. These two, Baylan Skoll and Shin Hati, they might. It was interesting when Shin asked Master, like, once Thrawn comes back, like, what do we get basically?
Yeah,
And he
power.
answers power.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, they don't want to, they're not evil
Yeah.
per se, they're not good.
I feel like they're more, they don't care, but they lean more Sith because of they want power. For
Yes.
whatever reason, they want power and they have no problem killing.
Yeah.
And Ahsoka leans more Jedi, even though she clearly has no problem using non-Jedi tactics.
Correct.
So, my, but I mean, straight through that episode was Hera, Lothal, the road, man,
Yep.
all the way out to the tower, Ezra's
Yep.
tower.
Yep.
Sabine, the
The
Loth
mural,
Cat, huh? The mural,
of all the crew.
Hoyang,
That was
Chopper,
all.
Chopper,
Dude, Chop was
Chop was
yeah,
amazing. Oh, I loved seeing Chop.
if dude, if like if you you're not watch if you haven't watched Rebels, like
Come on,
I don't know what to tell you.
come on. If I'm
Don't
saying these names and you're like, who? Come on. Come on.
Yeah.
That was
So
great. Everything, it was just it was really brought to life. Sabine looked just like her animated version. Hera, same.
Sabine.
Sabine.
So
Okay.
ladies. Let's see, where is it? Where is it? Where is it? So
You're going through the chat.
I am going
Oh,
through
jeez.
the chat. So where? Oh, okay, yeah. So Wednesday night, 9:52 p.m. Hot take Jake says, oh, and I have to say, oh, hey there, Sabine. Hard eyes emoji. Hard eyes emoji. This is like, oh
Just saying,
boy.
man. I'm here.
You are.
Tell me I'm
Man,
wrong.
you're not wrong, no.
Thank you.
You're not wrong, no.
I have to say, there are some things they did that I really liked.
Okay. Let's
So,
go. Let's go. Okay, wait a minute. So, how about what about something you didn't like? Let's talk about that.
oh, do we got to start with that? Okay,
Is it uh-oh. Oh wow, here we
first of
go.
all,
Here we go.
Baylan was on the ship. He just force opened that droid code wheel.
Yeah.
I was like, what the hell's R2 been doing this whole time? You telling me the Jedi can do that and they don't need R2? What the hell was that? That made me kind of mad. I was like, you just dog Chopper, R2, BB-8.
Well, I mean,
You dogged them all.
here's the thing with Disney and these Jedi. Like, the longer Disney has the Star Wars property, the more powers these Jedis get in terms of the Force.
That's not a good answer. I'm sorry. Stop defending them, Ryan. They give us
I'm not
35. They're
defending
going to give
them.
us a 35-minute episode soon. Don't defend
I'm
them.
just pointing out the facts. Like, I'm not defending it. I'm just saying,
I know.
here's what it is. Like, freaking when Grogu just starts force healing everybody, and everybody's like, what the bleep is that?
Yeah, I know.
And
When I saw
apparently,
him get.
after only a few years of training, Grogu can do that.
Yeah.
So, hey.
You know? I saw him do that, and I was like, hey, asshole, get a droid. That made me very angry.
Yeah.
I sat up, and I did like the sit up and point thing. I was like, hey, that's not your job. Unionize
hey, man.
Droids.
Listen. Listen, you know, hey, I'm 10 years from now, like, who knows what the force wielders are going to be able to do.
Yeah, they're all going to be able to fly through the space.
Wow.
You knew
you
I was going
cannot, there. You cannot again. Get through. You cannot get through one again. Month.
Nope.
Without dropping some nugget.
Oh, no.
Of that.
Oh, hey, and guess what? I forgot to share this with you. And I'll just bring it up now. I had a conversation with some people at work, and we were talking about Star Wars stuff, and somebody said they loved The Last Jedi, and I went ballistic.
Oh, gosh. Oh, boy.
And I said,
oh, boy.
Single-handedly one of the worst lines of dialogue in all of Star Wars, if not all of cinema history. You can tell Oscar Isaac was thrilled. Somehow Palpatine returned. And I said, and the absolute worst thing I have ever seen in my entire life, and it was Leia Force flying. And what did this person say? I said, if you want to see me go into instant rage, like Banner to Hulk style, bring up Leia Force flying. Which you know. And
yes.
Someone said, that's not the worst. I said, give me an example. I get all of episode 9, the stupid Sith map knife, Han Solo from Solo, and
Han Solo from Solo.
Where they said, what's your last name? And he was like, Solo. That boo. There was a lot, but I said, I went into a tirade and it was great. But yep, I brought that up again.
All right, moving
but
on.
Anyway, so that bothered me. But then there was something else that really kind of the thing that frustrated me the most.
Ooh,
do we really want to? Can we talk about some good stuff? Do you want to just do this now? Get it out of the way.
Let's get it out of the way. I'm curious now. You piqued my interest.
So. Mm-hmm. Again, this is the thing that I got really mad about, and then
you calmed yourself down.
Yes, I figured it out myself.
Okay.
So
let me see if I get mad about it and I figure it out.
Okay. My notes say a map. I don't like maps, like a Sith holocron all over again. Why would someone take sensitive information and make an orb with a location for someone and hide it, Indiana Jones style, in an ancient-looking location? Thrawn hasn't been gone that long. Hey, I don't want anyone to find me, but go ahead and make a map of my location and hide it somewhere. I'll just stay put until then. And now it's a Rubik's Cube, because they were, like, twisting it.
Yeah.
And I was so mad about that. I was like, this is another ancient location and holocron device with a map to some place where a person is that hasn't been gone long enough to be ancient. Like, they went into this ancient, like, crypt almost, and she found this orb that had a destination that, like, Thrawn is there. And I was like, who hit that? Were they like, Thrawn disappeared? And like, hey, I think you know where he's at. Let's hide his location somewhere. And then I thought, wait a second. This location is an ancient stronghold or hideaway or something like that. And this map is the directions how to get there. And people think that, hey, maybe that's where Thrawn went. So the map isn't how to get to Thrawn. The map is how to get to the place they think Thrawn is. And it's some ancient place that he probably found. And they're like, hey, if we want to find him, we need to find out how to get there. And no one's ever gotten there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that was the pathway to Prydia. And so it's the math isn't to Thrawn, it's the where they think he is. And I was like, okay, I get it. Now I understand. I'm not so mad about it anymore. But when I saw it, it wasn't described that way like in Rise of Skywalker. they had that stupid knife that they held up a coastline, and it perfectly fit with the Death Star. And they're like, oh, that's where the next piece is. It's on the Death Star. It's like, no, that makes no sense. Like, that Death Star, that knife had to have been made after the Death Star fell apart, and someone had to stand there and trace it and be like, this knife, if we stand in this perfect position, now, oh, there's where the holocron is. No, it makes no sense. So I was comparing it to that and getting mad about it. Does it mean, are you following me?
Yes, I follow. So you, you did what, a lot of people in the wrestling business say, you work yourself into a shoot. Like you, I mean, you've got so many, Kathleen Kennedy scars. That
yeah.
Now I was kind of, you know, when I saw the whole map thing, like, okay, the Rubik's Cube thing, like, okay, we've done this a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of like rolling my eyes, I'm like, all right, this is what we're doing. All right.
I had to pause like three times to pick my eyes back up and put them on my head.
I'm like, okay, I'll just roll with it. But yeah. Even now, looking back on it, like, okay, the whole map thing. All right, this is what we're doing. Fine. But I'm kind of invested in the show.
Yeah.
But I was this just, is what I, we're doing. I was fine.
Like, please don't do this again. Like, I already hated this once. Don't make me hate it again. But then I made myself understand. Like, and I think that's where the show, they kind of got it right with this, but they got it terribly wrong with The Rise of Skywalker. They didn't explain what the holocron did. And I didn't care that it took them to Exegol. I mean, that planet had been there forever. So sure, that holocron is going to get them to Exegol, and that's going to be the, that's why it's important. I get that. But like the whole way of finding it was just so stupid. You know, like, they were just trying to use the Death Star again in another movie.
Yeah.
And in this, they didn't do that. It made sense. You're like, oh, all these ancient things are about a place that's really, really far away. And this is how you get there.
Yes.
So, yes. And that's where they think he went. Or maybe that's where they're communicating with him from or something like that.
Right.
And they need to find the the path to get there. So it's like, okay, I'm in.
Yeah.
But you had to, it was like somebody opened the door and I went to climb in the car and I saw what they were holding and I was like, no.
Yeah.
And I stood there and they were like, come on. And they had to explain, they had to like explain it to me. And then I slowly got in the car and was like, fine, let's go.
Yeah. Yeah. You had some Kathleen Kennedy scars going on. Yeah.
That was really my biggest gripe. That's what made me cautiously optimistic. I was like,
yeah, I agree that with you, like, I wasn't I wasn't thrilled with the whole map deal.
Yeah.
And somebody hiding it and, you know,
If it was like thousands of years ago and these witches, because now they bring in the witches back, which I'm like, are we going to get another Maul appearance? Aha. And you know, all these witches
no way they would.
No,
he can't. He's dead. He's dead.
Unless he's a force ghost, which
he's
would be
dead. Dead.
If he's a force ghost, that'd be dope. I would be in for that.
Yeah.
But, I'm like, these witches, if they've been around for thousands of years, and they came from that place, maybe then it's like they have this temple that they built and they decided to not hide it, but store it in their temple. So it wasn't like someone hid a map. It was just like, hey, we can't walk around with this thing. Let's just, you know, let's put it here and protect it.
Yeah.
So I am okay.
And we just touched on. Real quick, we just touched on it. The Night Sisters of Dothamir,
mm-hmm.
I guess I pronounce it.
Dothamir,
and
yeah.
That's going Clone Wars. Like, so you have to do Clone Wars homework too.
Yeah. and that Morgan Elsbeth, she's witchy. She's a witchy woman.
She's a descendant, or she said she was a descendant of them, or
yeah,
I think that's how she said it.
Yeah.
But then you got, you know, you're thinking about the witches or the sisters of Darkmere. The Night
Sisters, yeah.
The Night Sisters of Darkmere. Yeah, you're thinking, you know, Ventress from Clone Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking Maul and his brothers, Savage.
Yeah.
Like, because they were the brothers, you know. And, like, all this Clone Wars stuff being thrown in. And I couldn't help but think, like, this is flying totally over your head if you didn't do your homework,
right?
So you can't appreciate it. But like, I can see though, like, coming out of this episode, okay, if you didn't watch Clone Wars or Rebels, you can kind of enjoy the beginning of a story.
Mm-hmm.
But like, if you did your homework, you're like, oh, they said that, you know, they did like the Leonardo DiCaprio meme where he's pointing at the TV.
Yep.
You know, from that movie. That was like me when they said the witches, or the Night Sisters of Darkmere. Yeah. I'm like, ooh. You know. But yeah, I thought that was a cool drop.
Yeah.
And then when Morgan came on the screen, when Baylan, you know, went to free her from the New Republic ship, I'm like, no shit. All right. I'm like, all right, you've been held since Mando season 2. Here you are again. I'm like, son of a gun.
That's right.
You forgot about that?
Yeah.
That's where she was from. The whole Jedi Ahsoka episode from Mando 2. That was her.
Oh, Morgan damn, Elsworth. That's right.
Yes.
Now I remember it.
Boom. Because that's where Thrawn got name dropped first.
What?
Like two years ago.
That is smart.
Yeah.
That is smart.
Yeah. When she came on screen, I'm like, where have I seen her before?
She did look familiar.
And then I'm like, Mando season 2. That's where.
That's why you're
They've been out. Holding her out until for this. So they dropped the seeds in season 2 of Mando.
That's why you're Hawkeye.
Boom.
That is why you're Hawkeye.
Yeah.
Ahsoka
was battling.
Yeah.
She had that huge Beskar spear. Yeah. You know.
That's right.
You had to go back to Mando season 2 to do homework too.
Yeah.
So
it just didn't click with me. I was like, she looks familiar.
Yeah.
Why does she look
familiar? No, when she came on screen, it took me like 2 minutes. I'm like, where have I seen him from? I didn't remember the name. I didn't remember the name, but I remember the face.
Yeah.
And I'm like, where did I see her from? And then I'm like, yep, Mando season 2. That's who Ahsoka fought.
Yeah, I was like,
and that's why she's here.
I was like, why does that name sound so familiar? And that's it.
Yep.
Good one.
Yeah.
I got a Hawkeye moment for you.
Okay.
See if you noticed this. I don't know if you did. Maybe you did. So there are some things that they really did that I liked in this episode. They're good. What I feel is in Marvel post Endgame, they do this kind of stuff, and I feel like they're really good with this in Star Wars post Order 66, things like that. They drop little. I don't want to call them Easter eggs. They drop like seeds, I suppose, to see if you notice them, because they make sense. So for instance, these Mando episodes were very much like Fringe post Empire. They're like the Outer Rim. So you're seeing what's happening to these Outer Rim territories after the Empire has fallen.
Yep.
And Ahsoka is very much like New Republic proper. We're getting into, like, you know, the actual Republic.
Yep.
You know, so that's a pretty cool perspective change. But what was her name again? Shin
Shin Hati.
She had a Padawan braid.
She did, yes.
She very much did. Now,
and
that to me stands out because when you see Sith, they don't do that.
Right.
You get a Sith apprentice. The Sith apprentice is just basically a fully trained Jedi that turned evil.
Right.
But
and I was going to just say that. So yeah, we're kind of in this gray, pun intended, area of not really Jedi, not really dark, not really light.
And you know, I'm wondering if there's some kind of let me rephrase that. There is a backstory to Baylan. And I'm wondering if along the way, him and Ahsoka are going to be very much similar. They're going to find out how similar they are because they've both been rejected by the Jedi Council. She was offered a chance of redemption and walked away from it. And he may have been excommunicated and taken a more angry and screw you guys approach.
Well, at the end of episode 2, you know, he said that, you know, to kill her would be a shame. You know, there's so few Jedi left.
Yeah.
And, you know, he might be speaking in general, or he might be speaking from that perspective that they have a lot in common.
Yeah. I think that's going to come to play. They're going to have a scene where they both realize it. And you know, it's interesting too, because if you look at the Sith rule of two, you know, that's kind of bullshit. They call it the Sith rule of two. No, it's the lead power master Sith,
force wielding rule,
like the emperor who has an apprentice that he takes on. There may be other Sith floating around who call themselves Sith, specifically because they're bad. But this guy obviously took it upon him to train another Force-sensitive person to have these Jedi skills. But I don't know. I mean, if someone were to be like, oh, you're a Sith, if he'd be like, how dare you? Why? Why do you think I'm Sith? You know, he may not consider himself that. He's morally gray, like you call them, the gray Jedi, but he's obviously has orange sabers, so he's more on the darker side of things. But as we've always said, like Mace Windu isn't a good example. He's a good example of most Jedi master their emotions and are more light, but they have a balance of light and dark. And he had like a heavier maybe emphasis with his emotion as a Jedi, but they're not all pure. So maybe he's just a little less and less pure than people would like, but he's willing to sell his skills like as a mercenary.
Right.
So I think we're made to believe that he's this evil, but I don't think he's going
to be. I think it's set up that way, but I think we've seen so many villains down the pike, you know. Like in the MCU, Thanos was right.
Yeah.
You know, there was like a whole theme in some of the MCU shows.
Yeah.
You know, there's a segment of people where Thanos was right. And Thanos was right. He had a point. Just the way that he went about it was kind of off. But
yeah,
he wasn't wrong.
And
So he probably has. So Baylan, whatever backstory or whatever that we get for him, he probably has some valid and relatable thoughts or, you know, viewpoints.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it'll be interesting for sure. I think he's, I think his apprentice is not so much evil as misguided or hasn't been taught how to control emotion. So he's using practices that he probably saw, like, all right, you're my Padawan, so put that little braid thing in your hair. You know, like That's what they did. So again, kind of like how the Mandalorians, the what do they call them? The there's a word, the what was the word they used for them?
Well,
they were the not the heretics, the zealots. There was like they were so like, this is the way, this is the way, this is the way. They're all these like Mandalorian zealots. They're like following this practice because this is how it's supposed to be. And it's probably like, well, I don't know how else to train an apprentice, so I'm going to go by what I saw and what
I picked up. I'm going to go by what I know.
Yeah, I'm just going to go by what I know. Right or wrong, this is how I'm doing it.
Yeah.
And he called her Padawan too.
Yeah.
So I think that's very interesting.
It's a Jedi term. So
yes, they're using Jedi practices, but they're not Jedi.
Yeah.
Because the Jedi as a council and as a knight protector of things good doesn't exist anymore in that form.
Yeah, and he said before he killed old boy on the ship, you were right.
Yeah.
We are no Jedi.
Well, even if you look at like look at samurai, or even look at knights from like medieval times, if they had a banner that they were following, you know, they had a purpose. If they didn't, they kind of just roamed around and like, hey, who needs help? I need food. I need money. I offer my services to you. And it's like, okay, well, you can do some nasty shit for me. And it's like, ugh. Well, you're going to pay me, so fine. You know, like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't think he really cares what she wants. He just wants something.
Right.
So there was another thing I wanted to mention. Was it Hera? Yeah. When they were at the Carillion, what did they call it? The factory?
The shipyard.
Yeah, when they were
shipyard. Yeah.
When they were at the shipyard, they arrested those Empire remnants, you know, who were hiding Elsbeth's what do you call it? Like her factory and all the robots, the droids she was making, and the hyper engine, and you know, they were hiding all that stuff. And working for her. And Hera made the comment, like, how are there Empire remnants out there still? You know, didn't we clean that up? And my thought was, wow, this sounds vaguely like the flip side of episodes 4, 5, and 6, where these rebels scum and these rebel cells, don't they realize the Empire has the power? And it's like, well, they exist because you do, you can't, you know, shine light in every dark corner, and it's just the reverse now. You have the,
I like that.
Yeah,
it's,
I mean, you,
it's the reversal of fortune here.
Yeah, you have the this new republic that's trying to come in and take over and clean up the universe, and there are Empire remnants because they hang around like, well, they didn't get me and I'm gonna get them back, and that's what the republic
they have,
did.
There were rebel cells and then there's Empire cells in this one.
Exactly.
So you would think her, out of all people, would understand that.
You
how...
would think. Because I wrote
about how it would happen.
I'm like, they're shocked that there are Empire remnants. Come on, there were Republic remnants against the Empire.
Yeah.
You would think she would understand.
Yeah, exactly.
As she's speaking flying, of that, as she's flying around in her Phantom, she's like, "How are there Empire cells?" As I'm flying in the ship that I used to take the Empire down.
Speaking of that, I want to touch on Hera for a second because I thought it was very.
I bet you do. I bet you want to.
No, because then the ghost of Kanan Jarrus will come
back and
and force choke me. Like, but I think that. It was very interesting how she was playing like the mediator between Ahsoka and Sabine.
Yeah.
Right. I wrote down a couple lines that maybe like, you know, and I'll tell you where I'm going with this. So there was one line, let me pull up, where she says, you know, there was one line where she says to Ahsoka right after, I think it was right after Sabine took the map. And she's like, she tells Hera, I mean, she tells Ahsoka, I bet your master found you difficult at times. And, you know, that kind of, it struck a nerve, obviously, with Ahsoka.
Yeah.
It made her think. And she's like, well, I left Anakin, you know, blah, 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 you know. And then later, when her hologram was in the hospital, and then Hu Yang and Ahsoka left, and she tells Sabine, hold on, where is it? She tells Sabine, like, you did good. Like, you need to help each other.
Yeah.
And she basically tells Sabine, like, you know, I know Ahsoka needs to hear. I know Ahsoka knows, basically, but you need to hear it.
Yeah.
Like, then she tells Ahsoka later, I wrote down another line. She tells Ahsoka about Sabine, like, I think she could use some structure, and so could you.
Yeah.
Talk. And as I'm going through and watching, she's very much a mediator, but then I thought, like, she's very much a mom.
Yep.
Here. And then I thought, well, damn it, because she is a mom now.
Yep. And she didn't she didn't just do it. Go ahead.
I was about to say, like, she just has, like, this maternal instinct is very much apparent in her dealings with Sabine and Ahsoka. She's like the mom of the family. And I'm like, yes, because she's a mom now. You know?
And it was the same exact way with Kanan and Ezra.
Yes.
She did the same thing. For the two of them.
I'm like, bravo, Star Wars, your writing. This is outstanding.
And then, you know that gif? It's the guys who, like, there's this guy standing in the middle, and he's just kind of like, yeah, I said that. And everyone around him is, like, freaking out and, like, falling all over him. And, like, the one dude flies across the screen, rubbing his face, like, oh, my God. You know that gif? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
How about when Ahsoka said, I go where I'm needed, and Sabine said, not always.
I was like, snap.
Yeah, I paused for a second there. I was like, oh, shit.
Take down of the century.
I thought Ahsoka was going to pull out the lightsabers. Like, what'd you say, bitch?
She did the thing. She held up her finger to be like, ah, you got me there. Well, you got a point there, kiddo. Yeah, it was very, I was like, oh, damn, that's some heat right there.
Yeah.
Torched.
Yeah.
There, so in talking about the conversations between them, another thing I didn't like that they were doing in this, I don't like this in general, and I think I notice it more now because I've gotten more and more myself into, like, filming of things and trying to think, like, how best to do a scene and whatever. I don't like how Ahsoka takes these, like, wide sweeping walks and then speaks. She takes, like, 12 steps and then she says what she wants to say. And then they cut back to Sabine and she does this, like, shrug and plays with something and then says something. And then Ahsoka walks all the way back around to the part that she was at. And then she speaks. And I'm like, if you would stop with these wide sweeping walk motions, you would get so much more time out of an episode. You know, like, it just felt like, oh, I'm just like, come on, say something already. You know, like, it just kind of just, like, irritated me a bit to see that, like,
I mean, maybe it's just the Jedi way.
I think it's just this show, because they didn't do it in Mandalorian.
I mean, there weren't that many Jedi in and Mandalorian.
Luke didn't do it. Obi-Wan didn't do it at all, ever. I don't know. It's just something I picked up on.
He was just annoyed. Obi-Wan was like getting his groove back. You know how that Stella got her groove back? You know?
Yeah, no,
How Obi-Wan got his groove back. That's how that should have been the name of the Obi-Wan.
Qui-Gon didn't do it. Qui-Gon was like, he was pensive, but he didn't like it. Just felt like it was, I don't know, just irritated me.
I don't know. I didn't really notice that. That didn't bother me that much.
Yeah. But you know where else I noticed it? Maybe it's Rosario Dawson. Maybe it's something she does because she did the same thing in The Defenders and also in Iron Fist. And she might have done the same thing in Daredevil.
I don't have a lot of memories of her.
No, but she did this like kind of like weird like circle walk as she talked, like, and then she would like walk back the other way she came and then walk back the other way she went. And I'm like, stay put.
Stop.
Just talk. You don't need to draw it out. You're not running away. Nobody's chasing you with like a, I don't know, something. No one's chasing you. You can just stay put. The floor is not lava. I don't know.
Wow.
It's kind of a weak complaint, but it's just like it's something I noticed. I was like,
I mean, if this is what you're complaining about, I mean, I think the show's doing pretty good.
Oh, no. Like I said, I enjoyed it. I very much enjoyed it. I was cautiously optimistic. The whole map thing peeved me, but I got over it.
At the end of episode one, I had a thought of it's a loose comparison, but I had a loose comparison. I had a loose vibe of Empire Strikes Back at the end of episode one.
Oh, you mean when Sabine got stabbed with a lightsaber and I like choked on whatever I was eating and I was like,
I kind of got the vibe of Luke versus Vader part one at the end of Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
Like it kind of gave me the vibe of, all right, Vader, he knows Luke is his son. He's obviously superior in terms of the Force and being trained in the Jedi arts.
Yeah.
So he's kind of like toying with him.
Yeah.
Almost. You know, giving him a few shots like, oh, ha, you did good. You know, whatever. Here, I'm going to cut off your hand. All right?
Yeah.
I kind of got the same vibe in that fight.
Welcome to the family slice.
Yeah. I kind of got that same vibe in that fight, that lightsaber fight between Shin and Sabine. Like, I felt like Shin realized that, all right, she's not really on my level. I mean, I'm not like a fully trained Jedi yet, but like, this person's not on my level. And like, Huyang, like, kind of confirmed that in episode two.
Oh, yeah.
He just went savage on Sabine, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like, out of all the Padawans I've seen, you suck, basically. I was like, damn.
Thanks, Yang.
All right.
By the way, David Tennant is the voice, and he's a pretty solid actor.
Yeah, but I got that vibe. So, like, I had that vibe when I first started looking at the fight, and I'm like, all right, something's going to happen. Like, maybe her hand isn't going to get cut off, but she's going to get something. Like, she's going to get struck somehow. Now, I didn't know it was going to be a stab through the gut, but, like, like, I felt something was going to happen because I got that Luke and Vader vibe, and then Luke got his hand cut off.
Well, so that happened, and I was like, they're not going to kill her episode one. No, I'm like, and then that was my Secret Invasion scar.
I know, because that was I saw an article that had the exact same sentiment.
Ugh.
Like, yeah.
And then I was like, that's why they gave us two episodes. because they didn't want to leave you with that for a week. Be like, no, no, I'm not watching this damn show. You killed Sabine. You brought this beautiful flower of a woman in, and you killed her. And then you open up the second episode, and I'm like, oh, there she is. She's in a med bay. And I sent you that the meme with Obi-Wan, where he's like, that's God. The dude with the hand on his hips. Like, really? She survives that? How dare you?
Yeah. Basically, I didn't read most of that article. I just kind of read like a couple of the key points.
Oh, the one like you sent me?
I read the... No. Did I?
You sent me something. I didn't actually read it because I don't think I had watched it yet.
I don't remember what I... No. I think what I... No. The one I sent you was just like the characters in Ahsoka. It wasn't like any spoilers or anything.
Yeah, no, I mean, you wouldn't send me spoilers. You'll just call me and hi. Hello there. I haven't watched it yet. Well, hop to it.
But the article I saw, it was like, Secret Invasion went for that shock factor by killing off Maria Hill at the beginning.
Yeah.
But they didn't deliver in the end.
Right.
So that's where that article was saying. But they said, all right, it's still up for debate or still up to be determined. But
yeah,
that's probably a good reason why they did put out two episodes. So then you can be like, oh, there she is in the med bay. She's fine. So
I was like, oh, thank God. Because then what was
hot take? Jake would have sent a stern email to Bob Iger and the Disney folks. If...
Mr. David Filoni, you are full of baloney.
Oh gosh!
You got it. First of all, you give us a God, what
like
was
why
name?
Am back? I back... opened my email. Like, what is this email that I'm? Carbon copy.
You're BCC'd on. you're reading it and you're like, oh shit. Oh shit. Oh, whoa. Damn. Rain it in, hot take, Jake. Well, no. I mean, it was another thing like with Andor. Was it Bex? That was her name?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, oh, cool. Can't wait to see more of this. What?
I was pissed about that.
Put her in a torture chamber?
Yeah, that didn't make me happy at all.
Yeah, anytime I see a good-looking female character now, I'm going to be like, don't. Why?
Yeah. But yeah, that was the vibe that I got, which kind of added to my fandom of the show. Like, all right, you're giving me Empire Strikes Back vibes.
Yeah.
I dig it. Then I had something. I scrolled down and I saw something that we didn't talk about yet.
Uh-oh.
So my name that I launched in, the Rye of Sion.
Yeah. Oh, the yes.
The Eye of Sion, like what they're using this hyperdrive for. Like this portal or ship or whatever the hell that they're building, this Eye of Sion, this thing looks like it's going to be massive.
Yeah, it does.
Like kind of like the Death Star of this era. You know, so like, I don't know if this is like the actual portal that they're going to use or ship or, but like, yeah, they started to show the building of it. And I'm like, holy crap.
Yeah.
Like, this is going to be a massive thing that they're going to do.
Right.
So I'm looking forward to that.
Death Star 3.0.
Yeah. Well, I hope it's something different.
Same.
Yeah.
Don't just give us the Death Star.
I think again. Probably learned their lesson. You would think that the Empire would learn their lesson after two Death Stars. You probably shouldn't build one of those things anymore.
Maybe they're thinking third time's the charm, eh?
Oh, gosh. No. And then Chop. What about our boy Chopper?
Chop.
So I was thinking, like, he's probably the most, I think probably even more than R2, he's probably the most human droid that doesn't speak.
Yeah, all his...
all his mannerisms and, like...
well, all his robot chatter sounded like speech.
It sounded like somebody talking when he found the... like, or when he found the tracker. Like, there it is. Or, like, he hit it. Like, I did it. I got it. Or something. Like, you can hear him.
Yeah.
Interesting. And, like, you can tell, like, when he's looking for the tracker, he's like... you can tell, like Hera, did you move my shit? And Hera's like, no, I didn't move it, Chop. Like, didn't you can touch tell.
It. Yeah.
I'm like, Chop. All right, here we go. But yeah, it's good to see him in live.
Oh, yeah. Well, because they showed us, they're showing us more and more people. Now I'm thinking, like, are we going to get Zeb? Is he going to come into this? That'd be really sweet, getting the crew together to go find Ezra.
What I was thinking.
Are we going to get King? All right.
You just said it.
Callus?
No. Oh, no. What I was thinking, we've had every body in the Ghost crew except Kane and Jarrus. I'm thinking we might get a flashback and might see him in live action.
That'd be cool.
I would love to see that.
Oh yeah, for sure. That'd be great.
So
that, and let me see. I mean, we got Zeb and Mando, so I'm hoping that was like he's Outer Rim then. And we haven't seen Hera's son.
Yeah.
Aaron Kanan's son. We haven't seen him yet.
You haven't seen him yet.
We've seen Ezra in a hologram. So I was like, is that all we're going to get of him? Is he going to be dead?
You know what? I've been thinking about that. I've been thinking about that ever since Rebels has been over. Okay, Thrawn's out there, obviously.
Yeah.
So what's going on with Ezra? Has
Thrawn been
a prisoner? What's going on here? Yeah.
Is Ezra on the run and Thrawn has been searching for him to be like, hey, wake those space whales up and take us back where we came from, you know?
They went to the same spot, allegedly. So
yeah.
I don't know. Or maybe one whale took Thrawn in one direction, the other whale took Ezra in another one. I don't know.
Maybe he hopped out and gave him the peace sign. He just like hopped out and grabbed another whale and was like, yeah, take us this way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ride him, space whale.
Oh, God.
He could have.
It could have, yes. It could have happened. Yeah, that's a good question. Is he alive or dead?
Yeah, because all we have right now is him on a hollow. A hollow disc, whatever you want to call it. So.
And he would be significantly older too. So he's alive. We see him with like a goatee and like beard, or, you know, like a kid, you know, out there.
Yeah. Sabine was older than him.
This is, I think I saw somewhere, this is 5 years, or did they say it? It's 5 years after, the Rebels. Last season.
No.
I saw a number somewhere that said 5 years.
Wait a minute.
Rebel... But even Sabine said, about Ahsoka in one of the episodes, I haven't seen her in years, and the first thing I do was mess up, basically.
But, so here's the thing, though. That, oh, okay, so now I'm making a connection, and maybe I'm at the last episode of Rebels, when they show Ahsoka show up to see Sabine and say, I think I know where Ezra is, right?
Yes.
I mean, that was basically reenacted in episode one of this season, of this show.
No, I think that is before this show.
How? Like, I don't understand how, though.
Yeah, that...
Why would she go to Sabine and say, hey, I think you know where Ezra is, and then they wouldn't find him, and she'd come back and say, hey, I think you know where Ezra is?
Well, she has another lead with this map.
Hmm. And you know what, though? Like, Rebels, though, Rebels happened... Didn't that whole show happen before episode four?
Rebels?
Yeah. I think no. It did, didn't it?
No,
that was Clone Wars. Rebels. Yes, you're right. Sorry, I got that cross for a second there. Because, yeah, Ahsoka. Yep. No, wait a minute, though. Because Clone Wars and Bad Batch and all that ended with Revenge of the Sith. Yeah, well, because Ahsoka, where she's at right now, where Ahsoka is right now, is 5 years after the fall of the Empire. Because that's where she saw Luke and with the Mandalorian. That was five years after the fall, wasn't it?
Something like that, yes.
So, but Rebels took place much earlier. I could have swore Rebels took place before A New Hope. Like Andor time.
No.
I need to look this up.
No, because
I'm checking this out.
You know what? You know what? I think you're right.
Here it is.
You're right.
The fourth and final
because
series.
Obi-Wan was younger when he killed Maul.
Yep. And the fourth and final series ends shortly before the battle between the Empire and the Rebellion starts to heat up, with an epilogue set at an unspecified time after Battle of Endor. So it is. It's before. It says 5-5:1 BBY. It's before Battle of Yavin. So it did. The whole thing of Rebels took place before A New Hope.
Yeah. And then, you're right, because I remember Obi-Wan was younger when he killed Maul.
Yeah.
He was still old, but he was younger.
And then
he was in A New Hope.
I really think that final epilogue that they're talking about, when Ahsoka went to Sabine and said...
I think it's different.
I think it's the same.
I think
same.
It's too different. I think it's different. Because then she would be holding, then it would be the, why wouldn't it be the same exact thing? Right? If it's a reenactment, if it's the same, like, why wouldn't it be recreated the exact same?
I'm going to have to look into this. I'm very curious.
I'm pretty sure it's different.
I'm going to do some digging.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. Very interesting, though. I enjoyed it very much.
And I think that, if I'm not mistaken, in that epilogue in Rebels, Sabine still has short hair. Whereas here, she didn't cut her hair off yet when that scene happened in Ahsoka.
Dave Filoni's getting an email about this. I want to know his thoughts. Drop what you're doing, Dave. Let us know. The people need to know.
I think it's a different.
Okay. What's this?
And I don't know if in the epilogue of Rebels, like she said, I know where to find Ezra. It's like, okay, let's go hunt for Ezra.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like the epilogue, and again, I got to run it back, but I feel like the epilogue was more, okay, let's start this journey of finding Ezra.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in Ahsoka, hey, I have this tangible thing that could lead us to Ezra.
Yeah.
That's why I think it's different. Dave Filoni, if you're listening.
Yeah, Dave. Give us the beats.
So. Well.
Yeah, I'm reading something. Yeah. Ooh. No, I'm going to read about this more. We'll discuss.
You're going to go down such a huge rabbit hole.
Yep, that's where I'm going tonight. You're usually the rabbit hole guy.
Yeah.
I think that wraps it up for us, though. Unless you got anything else you want to add.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think we're off to a solid start.
Mm-hmm.
Time has shown, though, solid starts don't necessarily, you know, pan out in the end.
Right.
But we'll see.
If they pull out some space dagger and hold it up to the mural of the ghost team and go, oh my God, look at this perfect outline. This is exactly how we get to Thrawn. I'm going to throw my phone into my TV.
Wow. But yeah, I'm all in.
Yeah.
I thought it was very much movie vibes. Like I said, I think this series has potential so far. Potential. To be up there with Mando.
And I feel that I was dropped perfectly into Lothal again.
Yes.
You know, it's like when you go home and you drive down your old street, the street that you grew up on, and you're like, oh, there's my house. This is my street. I rode my bike here, you know.
Yep.
You're like, there's that road. That's the road that Ezra chased and was speeding out on. And there's his communications tower. And there it is. There's everything. There's Chop. Chop just getting back at it with his hands flailing out. Rah, 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 rah. You know, I just loved it. So, yeah. Very, very nostalgic.
I'm also loving the Tuesday night release.
I am not.
I think they're trying something new. I mean, whether you watch it Tuesday night, whether you watch it Wednesday, it's going to be there Wednesday.
No, it's not. Because here's what's going to happen. Tuesday nights are softball for me. So at 9 o'clock, when I'm still on the field, my phone's going to be going... I'm gonna be like, shit. I'm not gonna get to watch it until either I get home and force myself to stay up late and finish it, or the next day. Like, no, why can't it just be released in the morning?
I like the Tuesday night. It's like a prime time event, like a like so, a show that would be on a network.
I will say I like the night release.
Yeah.
Because the morning
like prime time event.
Yeah, I mean 9 o'clock maybe a little late. I don't know, but if it was 7 o'clock, whatever, I don't care. But I do like the night because the day in the morning when it comes out at like what 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
And there's people who hop on and watch it immediately, and then they go right on Facebook or they go right on social media with an article like the latest episode of blah blah blah, and you're like, oh, I just wake up to go to my day at work. Let's go on Facebook real quick and spoiler, spoiler, spoiler. It's like, what the hell? I can't even get to my work day without getting spoiled. So, yeah, I do like the night. If it was Wednesday night, I think I'd feel happier about it, but it is what it is. They're not gonna cater to me.
They are not. No.
No.
Maybe if you send Dave Filoni that email or Bob Iger that email.
We've got a lot of things to talk about, Dave. So, David, we need to discuss.
You know.
Pull up a chair. Let's get to it. Bullet point one. So slide one of my PowerPoint. Does that say 300 slides? Let's not focus on that right now.
I hope they I hope they keep the night release. I like it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I'd like to get home from work, do the things I need to do, hang out the little guy, get him to bed, come downstairs and go, yeah, an episode just came out. Let's pop it on. That'd be nice. All right.
When Disney Plus first came out, all the stuff will come out on Friday.
Yeah.
Then they tested out Wednesday for one of the shows, and then all of a sudden it was Wednesdays.
I think it was it a Marvel one? No. I don't think it was Obi-Wan. Was that the first Wednesday one?
That.
It was a Marvel one.
Yeah, I forget which one.
It might have been Hawkeye, because Hawkeye had a double release and it was around Thanksgiving.
I forget what it was.
But. Yeah, I think it might have been Hawkeye. But anyway, yeah.
Well,
I think that wraps it up for us.
So we'll bring you these episodes every week. See, Tuesday night too, that gives us flexibility about when, you know, we have more available days.
Yes.
In the week.
Yes.
To get the show in.
Yeah.
About an episode. I like that.
You're really trying to convince me, aren't you?
Yeah.
Fine. I like it.
So.
Yeah. No, you're right, though. It does give us.
Yeah. You have that extra. We have an extra day to play with.
Yeah. That is very true.
Yeah.
I will take what I can get.
Yeah. All right.
All right, Star Wars fans. Thanks again for listening. Catch us next time. We'll have the third episode, and we'll go from there. So, for Hawkeye Rye, this is Hot Take Jake. And
as always,
hold on to your butts.
Boom.